Good evening. Welcome to worship as we celebrate this New Year's Day. It's the 12 days of Christmas, and so the miracle of Christmas isn't over. We keep the feast of the 12 days. It's a tradition that has been going on and being carried forward for quite some time, several centuries. And so we're grateful that God has given us this season, these 12 days, to reflect upon the Nativity, the Incarnation, and how Almighty God came in human flesh to save us from our sins. So I pray that it's been a good few days so far. This coming Wednesday, on the eve of Epiphany, as we celebrate the conclusion of the Christmas season, we'll be having a burning of the greens. Now, I just want to say a couple of words about that. If you don't have a live tree, please don't bring your artificial one out there. But we'll be doing it on the church land there, and you don't need to bring your whole tree. Matt's going to help us with getting the fire out there, you know, from their live tree. But if you bring a bough that represents you, the light God has given you and your family, if you have a bough, or maybe the neighbor does, bring that out there, 6 p.m. It'll be a short service. It won't be long, but it's a chance for us to once again, as a family, on God's church land, to be able to keep the 12 days. Okay, so that's coming up on Wednesday. This Wednesday will also be an opportunity for the men, and they will be having Bible study at 11 a.m. that day. January 6th on Thursday, the council will be meeting, and they'll be approving all of the membership covenants for 2022. Remember, it's an annual renewal, so if you'd like to sign up, if you'd like to become a discipleship member of Emmanuel, don't forget the covenants back there, because they'll be approving those this coming Thursday, okay? I think the other announcements are in your bulletin. Please keep note, if you hadn't heard, Larry Vomhoff is going with a mission trip group down by Kentucky. Lots of tornadoes, lots of severe weather that they've had in that area. And so please keep CMAC and Larry and the mission trip participants in your prayers during the week ahead. Has everybody got a bell? You can ring it whenever the Spirit moves you, you know, like on 5 golden rings, you know, something like that. Anytime you want to, but especially when each of the lessons are read for each corresponding of the 12 days. They will say, "This is the word of the Lord," and you will respond, "Thanks be to God." Let's try that again. "This is the word of the Lord."
"Thanks be to God."
"Thanks be to God," and then we ring our bell. Okay? And if you wanted to, when you came in, you could have grabbed a green hymnal, but Don, bless his heart, I think you put all the verses that we're singing up on the screen also, right? So you could either fumble through all the pages, but we'll give you time to do that, or otherwise you can look up on the screen. I think that gets us set. Marianne's fingers are going to be moving a lot. Good thing that it was her foot that was broken and not her fingers, right? So she's going to be playing lots of music for us tonight. Thank you, Marianne.
And if I stop, just ring bells.
Do what?
If I stop or get lost, just keep ringing bells.
Okay. Okay. Opening carol. How many of you know this, the 12 days of Christmas? Okay. Let's sing the 12 days of Christmas, and you can then use this as meditation when you take your bulletin home with you, because it'll explain throughout the history of the church what each of those gifts represent.
Two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. was my true love gave to me. Such peace a laying of golden rings. For calling birds, three friends, and two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying, five golden rings. Four howling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Please join with me in our call to worship. We will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord.
Because of all that the Lord has done for us, according to the abundance of his steadfast love,
he will become our Savior. His presence will save us in our distress.
In his love and in his pity, he will redeem us, and we will sing his praises.
We now prepare our hearts for the proclamation and response of the 12 days of Christmas. Day 1, Christmas Day, a reading from St. Luke chapter 2. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing together, Good Christian Friends Rejoice, number 55 in the Lutheran Book of Worship.
Good Christian Friends Rejoice, with heart and soul and voice, give me heed to what we sing, Jesus Christ was born today. Christ is today. Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss. Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door, and we are blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this.
Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye need not fear the grave.
Jesus Christ was born to save. Cause you want and cause you want to be his everlasting call. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
Day 2, St. Stephen's Day, a reading from Acts. Now in these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands on them. And the word of God continued to increase, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. And a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians, and of the Alexandrians, and of those from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Then they secretly instigated men who said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and seized him and brought him before the council. And they set up false witnesses who said, "This man never ceases to speak words against the holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs that Moses delivered to us." And gazing at him, all who sat in the council saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Now when they heard these things, they were enraged, and they ground their teeth at him. But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and rushed together at him. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man named Saul. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When Jerusalem came in sight, gathering winter fuel.
Hear the page and stand by me, if thou knowest its telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling?
Sire, he lives a goodly hence, underneath a mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes' fountain.
Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine when we bear him thither.
Page and monarch, forth they went together, through the rude winds wild lament and the bitter weather.
Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind blows stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer.
Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly.
In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay tinted. Heat was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth and rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor, shall yourselves find blessing.
Day 3, St. John, Apostle and Evangelist, a reading from John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who had been reclining at table close to him, and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Heaven adore.
Day 4, the Holy Innocents, a reading from St. Matthew, the 2nd chapter. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious. And he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they are no more. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our gift of music, O sleep now, holy baby.
Day 5, Nativity, a reading from Luke 2. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Bye.
Day 6. Excuse me. The Holy Family, a reading from Luke. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit unto the temple. And when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Israel, and around
Day 7, Watch Night, a reading from Matthew. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on the right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me." Then he will say to those on the left, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me, naked, and you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they also will answer, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you?" Then he will answer them, saying, "Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Day 8, Mary, Mother of our Lord. A reading from Luke. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Day 9, Incarnation, a reading from St. John, the first chapter. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Verses 3 and 4. We rise for our Eucharistic prayer. Holy God, creator of all and source of life, at the birth of time your word brought light into the world. In the fullness of time you sent your word, born of Mary, to shine in our darkness and to make us your daughters and sons. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his birth and life among us, his death and resurrection, we await his coming again, when all things will be restored in him. By your Spirit, bless us and this bread and cup, that held and nourished by you, we may live as your children, shining with the light of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated. I invite you to take your consecrated bread and wine, which is the body and blood of Christ, for the forgiveness of your sin. First of all, remove the tab that the bread is located on. Take the bread. Take and eat. This is the body of Jesus broken for you. And then take the tab off of the wine side. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of their sin. Take and drink. Receive the table blessing.
Now may the assurance of our Lord's resurrection and the promise of his coming again strengthen you in faith and keep you in hope unto everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing together our carol, verses 1 through 4, first four verses, from Heaven Above. Day 10, Baptism. A reading from St. John chapter 1. The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit." And I have seen and I have borne witness that this is the Son of God." The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Verse number three of When Christ Appearing Was Made Known. Day 11, peace. Please join with me in our responsive dialogue. Arise, shine, for your light has come.
And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
Nations shall come to your light.
And sovereigns to the brightness of your rising.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
And as you are able this day and in the days ahead, share the peace of Christ with all people. God be with you. We sing together our carol, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, verses 1 and 4.
Upon a midnight clear, that glorious soul
Day 11. Actually, it's day 12. Eve of Epiphany. A reading from Matthew. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Day 13, Epiphany, a reading from Matthew. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I remind you that we won't be passing the offering plates, but that the offering basket is in the back for those who wish to give on this first day of a new year. I hope that you have enjoyed the service of worship. And I had a confirmation kid years ago who said to me, Pastor Dave, it was a good service, but there was no sermon. And then his classmate sitting next to him said, what do you mean there was no sermon? The whole service was the message. And I hope that you were able to be captured by that tonight as well. The music, the scripture lessons, the little nuggets that they are there, it's a teaching and a learning opportunity as we remember the 12 days. I would invite you to rise as you are able for our closing prayers.
With joy and gratitude for the gift of Jesus, let us draw near to our Heavenly Father in prayer, asking his mercy for the church, the world, and all who need his loving kindness. Holy God, thank you for Jesus. He shares our life and shares your life with us. He grew in wisdom and understanding and gives us the Holy Spirit so we can too. He takes our sin and gives us his pure, holy grace and love. He is your unfailing light in the darkest days and places we endure. Thank you, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Your Son adorned the earthly temple with his presence as a child. He is your holy of holies in our midst. Make your church a temple fit for his habitation. Grant that it may adorn his dear presence with faithful words, heartfelt worship, and deeds of love and mercy. May it draw all people to Jesus' feet, there to learn from him the good news of our salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless this congregation so that people gladly come here to encounter you in word and sacrament, in fellowship, learning, and service. Make us wise in the way of charity and faithfulness so that all may find your precepts to be sweeter than honey. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray your favor upon this new year, upon our hopes for a better future, and upon all who find no release from the sorrows and cares of the previous years. Give us the wisdom toward that eternal new year that you alone shall bring. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Be the light and salvation of everyone who calls on you in times of trouble. We pray and plead especially for.
Gracious Lord, we pray for your healing presence, for Lori and Sheldon, for Kirsten. We pray for Deb and for Alan and Bev and Adriana. We pray, Lord, for Steve and for Paige, for Margaret, for Elaine, for Barbara, for Karen. Grant them and all that we're naming in our hearts, Lord, grant them the gift of your presence and the gift of your healing.
Grant them health, wholeness, and hope. Ease the burdens and bless the labors of all who care for them. Refresh their spirits and bind us all together in cords of mutual care and compassion. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
The generations rise and fall and pass before you, O Lord. We trust our beloved dead into your merciful care. Comfort those who grieve and whose hope falters. Give us eyes to see the suffering around us, lips to pray and encourage, hands to extend in blessing, and hearts to beat with compassion and forgiveness. Grant to all whom you have redeemed through your dear Son a portion in the imperishable inheritance you have prepared for them. Bring us into your kingdom where you reign in unity with your Son and the Holy Spirit, God forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Thank you for hearing our prayers, dear Lord. We entrust them and our lives into your merciful care.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Our closing carol, then, is the 12 Days of Christmas. How we began the service, we sang all 12 times. This time we'll start with the 12th day and work our way down. Okay?
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love came to me. 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. God be with you. Have a great 2022. I know I will.